I'm Shay Frank. You're listening to WYSO Today for Friday, February 20th. At the end of this school year, Central State University will lay off at least 16 faculty members. According to the university, this action comes as the school adheres to new Ohio legislation. WYSO's Catherine Mobley explains.
It's called the Advance Ohio Higher Education Act. One part of it requires all state public universities eliminate programs that have had fewer than 5 graduates per year over a 3-year period. Earlier this month, Central State University's Board of Trustees approved faculty cuts as the school navigates financial struggles. Most of the cuts are in the humanities. School officials say professors will receive benefits and pay through August. In 2024, the Ohio Department of Higher Education placed CSU on fiscal watch. The university is dealing with a $26 million backlog in student tuition and fees. It's also negotiating with the city of Xenia to be annexed. The school has unpaid water bills and is in dispute over how much it should pay the city for water. Last year, 33 staff members and 7 faculty members were cut as part of a cost-saving measure. Reporting for WYSO News, I'm Catherine Mobley.
More than 100 jobs will be eliminated at 2 local military contractors. Workers at defense contractor Astrion in Beaver Creek have been notified of layoffs coming by the end of May. The company, headquartered in Alabama, recently lost a follow-on F-15 contract with Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. As a result, Astrion workers on that contract were notified in late December of the impending cuts. A statement from the company indicates a wide swath of positions, including management, support, and engineering jobs, will be cut. This includes 61 positions at Wright-Patt. There's a chance that some workers will be able to continue on the project with the company holding the new F-15 contract. The Astrion layoffs follow previous job cuts that took place for workers at Samaria Systems, LLC. An Ohio Department of Job and Family Services WARN notice indicates the Wright-Patt contractor's workers for the Massachusetts-based company were notified that 57 workers were out of a job as of January 31st. Samaria Systems cited market competition. The warmer temperatures are melting bodies of water that were frozen over. The Xenia Fire Department was called to help 3 people who fell through the ice of a frozen pond earlier this week. They are okay, but officials say it's a reminder to not walk on top of any ice that used to be a body of water. It's impossible to tell how thick the ice is and how much weight it can hold. This may become an issue again as below freezing temperatures are expected next week. And in case you were wondering, the first day of spring is March 20th. A state program designed to make waterways cleaner by reducing phosphorus discharge also brought more than $300 million in economic benefit, according to a new report. IdeaStream Public Media's Zaria Johnson has more on the H2 Ohio program and findings from the Nature Conservancy.
The report says the state's investments into H2 Ohio benefits other sectors, like water recreation and restoration contractors. According to the report, farmers who reduce phosphorus runoff on their properties bring $32 million in cost savings by helping to prevent algal blooms in Lake Erie. And H2 Ohio's wetland restoration initiatives bring additional $300 million in benefits to the state. Researcher Glenn Delaney says this return on investment proves the program is working.
The goal of the analysis was to demonstrate through our findings whether investment in the H2 Ohio program is money well spent. And while H2 Ohio doesn't generate revenues, the report's findings demonstrate that it delivers broad benefits for Ohio's people and economy.
Delaney says more than 11 million Ohioans benefit from the program's flood control, water supply, and water quality improvements. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Zaria Johnson in Cleveland.
Kettering Health employees are collecting winter coats for those in need. They're teaming up with Coats for a Cure, a local nonprofit dedicated to providing warm clothing to Miami Valley patients seeking extra support. They've also opened a second winter clothing donation center, the Care Closet at Soin Medical Center. 3 Kettering Health oncology radiologists launched the first Care Closet at the main campus. Each spot is stocked with coats, blankets, hats, gloves, scarves, warming kits, and other needed essentials. Staff can give these items to any patient facing hardship. Looking at the weather coming up, we are unfortunately proving the groundhog right. While we just had a bit of a spring swell come out, it is turning right back to the winter cold. We have cold temps coming in as soon as Saturday, and honestly, as soon as this evening. While we were having 50-degree temps this morning, it's dropping down to 29 or lower throughout the evening, with cloudy conditions continuing into Saturday. But then we'll get mostly sunny conditions with a high in the high 40s, Once again, though, dropping back down for Sunday with a chance of snow forecasted. And as we look later in the week, we have continued freezing temps. So bundle up and get ready for a little more of that winter weather. And that's your news for WYSO Today for Friday, February 20th. I'm Shay Frank.